I'm Rachel, the creative director for Ram Dass's Love Serve Remember Foundation, and I'd like to welcome you to our Inner Academy, a virtual Dharma hall where our family of wisdom teachers will help you navigate your daily life by bringing ancient wisdom into a modern context. With over 200 hours of audio and video teachings, meditations, and practices from teachers like Ram Dass, Krishna Dass, Sharon Salzberg, Jack Kornfield, Roshi Joan Halifax, Joseph Goldstein, and many more, the Inner Academy is your core resource for finding balance, presence, and navigating the ups and downs of your daily life. The Inner Academy has guidance for every step of your journey. Choose from an annual or monthly membership and gain access to past and future courses, retreat replays, virtual community, and much more. If you've been familiar with Love Serve Remember Foundation for a while, you'll know that most of our offerings are given freely or on a sliding scale basis. So when you subscribe to the Inner Academy, you're paying it forward and bolstering our ability to continue creating accessible offerings for all in the future, as Ram Dass wished for us to do. Be here now and start your journey with Ram Dass's Inner Academy today. For more, visit ramdass.org/innerAcademy.
Romantic relationships. When we're in a romantic relationship, we feel loved in the way we want to be loved. And we think it's coming from the other person. It isn't. It's coming from our own hearts.
Welcome to the Krishna Dass Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishna Dass shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishna Dass's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Bhaya Harani Pa. Sita Rukmini Jaya Jaya.
Jaya. Durgate Nashini Durga Jaya Jaya. Durga Tinashini Durga Jaya Jaya. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm reading the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is the ISKCON, Hare Krishna version of the Bhagavad Gita. And it says throughout that it reiterates that we worship Krishna directly and the demigods are basically a distraction. Does this mean we should only chant Hare Krishna? Well, if you are a follower of that lineage, that's what you should do. That would mean that you accept those teachings as being accurate and helpful for you. And that's what you would then, if you're initiated in that lineage, or if you just simply follow the teachings, then that's what you would do, because that's what those are what you're taught to do by those in that lineage. However, there are many other lineages with many other different types of teachings, different interpretations of the teachings, different practices, and different interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita itself. So if you read a different version of the Bhagavad Gita, you might get a totally different feeling or different teachings from that version of the Gita. Historically, every lineage, every different teacher or every different teacher would write an interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita according to their own understanding, and then they would be teaching according to their own understanding. The Bhagavad Gita as it is one version of the Bhagavad Gita. If you're part of that lineage, then you accept that as truth and you follow it. If you're not, you can do something else. So obviously I don't only sing Hare Krishna, because it's a question of how you interpret it and what works for you. So, and only you know. So you're free to join, not join, follow, not follow, do whatever you like. That's your job, is to find out what works for you. If that works for you, as my grandfather said, God bless you. If it doesn't, you find a different lineage or a different path and different understanding of the teachings. No problema. Is it okay to recite Hanuman Mula Mantra or Hanuman Bij Mantra while driving or doing regular work? Theoretically, yes. There's nothing wrong with it. If it's your mantra, you can do it. But remember to pay attention if you're driving. You need to pay attention if you're driving. So you're not able to give your full concentration to the mantra. You should, of course, you understand that, but sometimes these things need to be said. Otherwise, there's no problem doing your mantra, whatever mantra it is that you're doing, as much as possible. But if you're doing something that's potentially dangerous, like driving or walking across a street, you need to be paying attention also. No problem. Why do we never hear you singing Sankatamurchan Hanumanashtak? Because you don't live in my house. That's why. Next question. I sing it a lot, but I don't sing it basically because I don't think anybody else knows the words. Maybe I'll teach it. Maybe that'll be something I teach soon. Here's a question that says, how to stay in the I am? Just the way you ask that question is misleading. And the me is never in the I am. Well, let's put it, the me is never aware of the I am. The me is only aware of the me. The I am, or our true nature, the soul, Buddha nature, whatever you want to call it, is always present. But the ego is not aware of it because the ego can't pay attention to it. So it's not a question of you always staying in the I am. It's not something you could hold on to. It's a question of us remembering to look again and again. That being said, my lineage, coming from Nimkaroli Baba, is essentially the repetition of the name and serving others. He didn't speak directly about those things in that way. Although it's funny, one time, you know, there's a phrase, it's like a saying, those who know don't say, and those who know don't say, and those who say don't know. So Maharaji once asked, I guess one of my guru bhais there, what do they say? And the guy said, those who say don't know, and those who know don't say, and those who say don't know. And then Maharaji said, no, they know, or they say, or something like that. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was funny. But the I am, it's not something you do. The I am is already here. We're the ones who aren't here. Through the repetition of the name, we plant the seeds that bring us back home. There are meditation practices to increase your awareness of being, pure being, which is I am-ness. Those are very difficult practices because they're so simple that they're really difficult for people like us with minds that work this way. In Buddhism, they're called Dzogchen or Mahamudra. And they're very advanced practices because of the simplicity and the difficulty of us just being. So because it's so difficult, that those practices that we do, we prepare ourselves through these. I feel that we prepare ourselves through the repetition of the name and not thinking about ourselves all the time by serving others and caring about others. I have read once or twice that to truly know the self, we must forget everything, in the sense that the self alone is real. This thought brings out my attachment to spiritual texts and images. Well, I don't know what you mean by that line, but can you forget everything? Right now, forget everything. That's my instruction to you. Oh, you can't. Even if you throw something away, like your television. You're not going to forget your television. It lives inside of you. The desires we have don't go away so easily. Our attachments, our identifications, the things we're busy with our whole lives, our whole days, they just don't go away because we want them to. We need to do practice. Regular practice over time will ripen us as beings and bring us into the truth, into recognition of truth. So don't let your neurosis take over the spiritual path and you start beating yourself and hurting yourself by throwing things away that you need in life. Learn how to accept yourself as you are and love yourself as you are and not judge yourself and hate yourself and hurt yourself. If you don't love yourself, then what? Where do you sit? Where do you rest? Yourself, your true self, is not different than God, not different than Guru. And if you don't learn to appreciate and accept all the different parts of yourself, you can't find rest inside. So, you know, books are fucking books. You know, they're okay. They're fun to read. There's a lot of information in them. But the bottom line is you have to practice. It's not enough to read all this shit over and over again. All it does is give you a big ego. And you think you know something that you absolutely do not know. These things are not to be known conceptually. These truths are to be recognized and understood intuitively through practice. Not in the mind, not in the thoughts. So you have to do some practice. And it doesn't matter what practice you do, you have to do it. Someone wants to start a local kirtan and chanting group. Planning to start the chant the Chalisa. Is there anywhere to find recorded of the Chalisa on harmonium? Well, we have this thing, the harmonium tutorials on my website. I think there's some Chalisas that we videoed and made tutorials of how to play them on the harmonium. So you can check that out. What made me initially want to go to India? I don't know. I mean, I can't explain it logically, but I just felt drawn there. And I had a very powerful experience while I was in college, in the few minutes that I happened to be going there. We went to see this movie called Padar Panchali, which is a movie by the greatest filmmaker in India, Satyajit Ray. And this had just been made. This is in the 60s. And it was being shown at my college. I don't know how or who was showing it. But anyway, I went. And it's a very deep, rich, passionate story full of pathos and incredible stuff about village life in India. And I was transfixed. Everything I saw on the screen was familiar to me. The way the people moved, the way they held themselves, the way they spoke. I felt like I should be understanding the language. And it was actually Bengali. It wasn't even Hindi. It was so, and then, so there's this one part of the movie, which the mother of a young girl finds out that she's died, and she raises her face to the sky and her mouth opens and she cries out. But instead of her voice, you hear a note from an instrument and music, powerful. And when I heard that note, I completely fell apart. And I knew, I'm going to India. I must go. It turns out it was Ravi Shankar who was doing the soundtrack for that movie. And he was the one, that note was on a sitar that he was playing at that moment. I just was drawn to India and everything Indian right from day one. Like I told you before, I once had this dream. I was taking rebirth, coming back to Earth, flying down Earth, having a great time flying down. All right, here we go. And there's India right ahead of me. I'm coming down. And all of a sudden, at the last minute, I made a left turn and wound up in New York. What? Karma, that's what. So, anyway, that's what made me go. Somebody's asking, what was the mantra in the car while I was sleeping that Ram Dass gave me? It was this mantra. This is the original. KK wrote it out for me. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarva Shatru Vinashanam. When the sun is kept in the heart, all evils vanish from life. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarva Shatru Vinashanam. Aditya Hridayam Punyam. Aditya is the spiritual sun. Hridayam is the spiritual heart, not the heart chakra, but the heart cave. Punyam is full. Aditya Hridayam Punyam, when the heart is full with the sun, the spiritual sun, Sarav Shatru, all enemies, actually, or negativity, is destroyed. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarav Shatru Vinashanam. Yeah. Okay. When you first began to sing after coming back to Kirtan from your addiction days, what was that like for you? Was there trepidation or insecurities? Did your voice crack? No, there was no trepidation. There was no insecurity. I knew that this is what I had to do. And I was ready to do it. I had had an epiphany in my apartment that, and I saw very clearly that if I did not sing with people, I would never be able to clean out the dark corners and shadows in my own heart. It was totally clear to me, made clear to me at that moment. So I had to get with the program because it was the only thing that was the only way that was being given to me to help myself. So I was not insecure. For some reason, I was very, I wasn't insecure at all. There was no trepidation. I was ready to do it. The pendant, you mean this? This? This is a little suitcase. It's like a little suitcase. And in it is a little piece of Maharaji's blanket that Siddhi Ma gave to me. And my friend put it in the pendant and put the piece of blanket that Siddhi Ma gave, put it in here, and I've been wearing it ever since for about 20 years. How long did it take me to learn all the songs? And first of all, I don't know Sanskrit language. I can't speak Sanskrit. I can't really read it very well. These chants are mostly, I guess you could say they're Sanskrit. The Hanuman Chalisa is a version of Hindi, a type of Hindi, a dialect of Hindi that was supposedly spoken in Ram's kingdom in the time of Ram. It's called Avadi. But otherwise, these names, I guess you could say they're Sanskrit. But they're very simple. This is simple. I don't know a lot of bhajans. I don't know a lot of complicated stuff. I don't know Indian music. I just know that these names are what I need to sing and what I want to sing. And so that's what I sing. Are you particular to burning anything during puja? Do you use ghee or camphor? I want to burn karmas when I do puja. Whoa, big lightning out there. Amazing. Karmas, lightning. I have found a beautiful romantic relationship, but feel it pulls me away from my spiritual path and feel torn in two. This is called delusion. This is called neurosis. This is called stubbing your toe every time you try to walk somewhere. Love is love. There's nothing wrong with love. And the spiritual path is nothing but love. Relationships can really show you where your work has to be done, what work you have to do. Because you will see that this, what did you call it? A beautiful romantic, there'll be times when that beautiful romantic relationship looks like and feels like shit and torture. I guarantee it. Sooner or later, it may not last, but you're going to go through everything in the relationship if you're really in a relationship. And if you're being honest with yourself and the other person. Relationships are wonderful opportunities to do a lot of work on ourselves. Because what are we looking for in a relationship? We're looking for love and affection and someone to accept us and love us as we are. But you know, we are the only ones who can do that. And God, who lives within us as our true nature. You don't get that love from somebody else. You can get friendship. You can get kindness. You can get all kinds of support and help. You can get affection and sweetness, all kinds of things. But love, as my Indian father explained to me, love is what lasts 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. You don't get it from someone else. You don't fall in it. You don't fall out of it. It's our true nature. Relationships can help us recognize that truth. But you have to give yourself to the relationship. And you might give yourself, and then the person might not accept you. After a while, they may get other ideas. What do you do with that? It's going to put you through hell. And you have to find why that hurts so much. What were you trying to get from someone else that you think you don't have? Relationships, big time. Hard teaching. But if you're honest with yourself, which is very hard to be because we are very deluded, but the relationship will force you to recognize things about yourself and the other person that you might not have noticed when you're in love. Hello, Pankaj. Enjoy your arti. Is it chanting which is the key to meditation, or chanting certain bhajan only leads to meditation? chanting is meditation. What is meditation? I mean, how do you define meditation? There's many definitions. There's many types of meditation. But if we agree that the goal is somehow to calm our minds down a little bit, calm down, be more present, certainly chanting does that. And so does many other types of meditation. So there are so many living saints in India as well as those who have passed. Why are there so few living saints in the West? Well, you know, it's funny. One old Baba told me, he said that the earth in India has a magnetic force. There's an energy in India, where in parts of India or most of India, that make it easier for saints to live there in their bodies. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but that's what I heard. And as far as are there so few living saints in the West? You know, a saint it's up to a saint to let us know that they're here. Maybe they're just doing other work here and they're not hanging out with people. Maharaji could be living next door in the very same body that I knew him 50 years ago, and I wouldn't know unless he wanted me to. So, who knows? Nobody understands saints. Nobody can say why it is the way it is. Here's a comment from a truck driver who says he's been chanting 10 or 12 hours a day as he's been driving his truck, and it's been a crazy ride, and he says his whole life has changed. Keep chanting, watch the speed limit. What was our routine when we were with Maharaji? You know, all we wanted to do is be with him. We didn't do a lot of practices. We didn't do asanas and pranayama and all that. We sang, we chanted, and we hung out with him, and we ate. That was the routine. One time, one of his devotees brought a friend of his to Kenshi to see see the place. And so they were sitting with Maharaji. Maharaji says to the friend, "Why did you come here? At your guru's place, there's kirtan, bhajan, and all kinds of things. Here, it's just ow, cow, jow. Come, eat, go." That's how Maharaji described his place. It's you come, you eat, you go. He used to say, when you come here, you should feel that you're at your grandfather's house. Everything is given. There's nothing is required. You don't have to sweep the floors or clean the bathrooms or do anything. Oh, yeah, you're here to absorb and to be a part of the family. Whoa, more lightning. Fantastic. Did you hear that? It was right here. All right. Better sing Hanuman Chalisa or we might get hit with lightning. Maybe we'll get hit with lightning if we do sing Hanuman Chalisa. Who knows? That question about relationships. We're in relationship to everything all the time. Other people, we have relationships with this table, with the computer, with the harmonium, with the iPad, with the floor, with the walls, with the house, with other people. We're in relationship to everything in the world all the time. Romantic relationships when we're in a romantic relationship, we feel loved in the way we want to be loved. And we think it's coming from the other person. It isn't. It's coming from our own hearts. But we need, because of the way we're built and the way we're culturized and the way we were brought up, we think we need another person to push the button to open up that love in us. So if that's what your relation is based on, your relationship is based on, you better hope that that person keeps wanting to push that button. So in order to get that person to push the button, you got to push that button, their button. If you don't push their button, they're not going to push your button. And then the relationship's going to fall apart. Relationships really show you the work you have to do. Love lives within us as our own true nature. You don't get it from somebody. You don't get love from somebody. You can get affection, but real love is what doesn't come and go. It's always here because it's reality, real love. Emotional love is different. It comes and goes all the time. So, good luck. And I mean that. When you can let another person be who they are, and you don't need them to be who you want them to be, if you can accept another person the way they are and not try to shape them into who you need them to be in order for you to feel good about it all, that's a big step in a relationship. And that's a big step, and that's something to work on. That's not easy. Very subtly, we always want to try to suck that person in and make sure that person is who we need them to be. That's not going to work for long. Boom. Wow. Okay. Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nijamana Mukuru Sudhar Varana Raghubara Vimala Jesu Chodayaka Palachari Buddhihin tanu janike umeron pavanakuma siyaram bala buddhi vedya dehu mohi paro klesa bika Jarangi Umati Jivar Sumati Kesangi
Shana Varana Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa Hatha Bajra Urdhva Javirade Kande Munja Jane Usaja Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandana Teja Pratapa Mahajagabanda Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatur Ramakaja Karibe Poatu Prabhu Charitra Sunive Orasiya Ramalakhana Sita Manabasi Sukshma Rupa Dalaya Hindikava Vikata Rupa Dalilanka Jarava Bhima Rupa Dalaya Asura Sanhari Ramachandra Kekaja Sanhari Laya Sanivana Vakana Jiyaye Shri Raghuvira Harshi Urlaye Raghupati Kini Bohut Baraye Tumma Mamma Priya Varatahi Samabhai Sahasabhadana Tumma Roja Sagave Sakahi Shri Pati Kantalaga Sanakadika Brahmadi Munisa Arada Sharada Sahita Ahisa Yamakuber Digapal Jahante Kabhi ko vid kai sakke kaante Tuma upakara sugriva hi kinha Ramam vela raja padadina Tumaro mantra bhibhishana mana Lankhe Yuga Sahasra Chojana Parabhanu Giryotahi Madhura Pavajan Prabhu Mudrika Nele Mukamahi Chala Dilangi Gayacharajanahi Durgam Kaja Jagat Ke Jete Tumamanu Bratumare Tete Ram Duare Tumarakavare Potana Agya Binna Pezare Sabasukalahe Hari Sharana Tumara Chakka Kahu Kodana Apana Teja Samaro Ape Tino Loka Hanka Thinkampe Bhutta Pisasha Nikatan hi ave Mahavir Jabanam sunave Nasiroga hare sabhapira Japatanirantara hanumatabira karta de hanuman churave anakrama bachana dhyana jolave sabha pararama tapasvi raja dina ke kaj sakal masaj Oramanorat jo koe lave Sove amita jivan palapave Chano yuga padata patuma He pardasid jagata ujiya Sadhu santake Marakavare Asura Nikandana Rama Dulare Ashta Siddhi No Nidhi Kedata Asavara Dina Janaki Mata Rama Rasayana Tumare Pasa Sadaro Raghupati ke dasa Tumare bhajana Ram ko paave Janam janam ke dukha bisarave Antakala Raghuvar urajai Jahanan mahare bhakta kahai Aur devata chitana darai Hanumata se sarva sukha kare Sankat karte mirte sab pira jo sumire Jai Hanuman Gosai Kripa Karo Gurudev Ki Nai Jo Sat Baad Paat Kar Koi Chut Hi Bandhi Mahasukh Hoi Joya Paare Hanuman Chalisa Hoya Siddhi Sati Garisa Tulasi Dasa Sada Hari Chera Ki Jenata Hridaya Mahandera Avanatanaya Sankata Harana Kalamurati Rupsiyara Ramalakhan Sita Sahita Hridayabasa Sulabhubha Siyavara Rachandra Padaje Kalamurti Marutanandana Sakala Amangalamula Nikanda Mangalamurti Marutanandana Sakala Amangalamula Nikanda Shri Ram Jai Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Sitaram, Sitaram, Taram, Jai Jai Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Sitaram, Sitaram. Ram Lakshman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki. Ram Lakshman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki. Lakshman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki. Ram Lakshman Janaki Bolo Hanuman Ki. Ram Sitaram Jai Jai Sitaram 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 Sitaram, 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 Sitaram.
If we know anything about a path at all, if we know there might be a way to live in this world as it is, in a good way, without fear and with an open heart, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us be safe, all of us be happy. All of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and that ease of heart, that ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care. Pouring here. Be well. Namaste. Ram Ram.